For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mix and matching your starters. You lost Alex Cobb now to a busted fingernail. Lane Thomas is just really struggling at the plate. I hear what Hoynes is saying. I just don't know if that path is there.
I'd shake it up somehow. You know, the only reason I'm saying Estevan Florial is because what have they done a lot this year? Who's hot in Columbus, and let's bring him up and give him a look. He's hot in Columbus right now. I'd bring him up and give him a look. And again, I don't mean to pick on Daniel Schneeman. I don't mean to pick on Tyler Freeman. You don't need two utility guys who aren't hitting. You just don't need them. You've got one. That's terrific. Send the other one back to Columbus. Tell him to stay sharp because we might need you for the playoffs. And I would try and find somebody who can come up here, get hot, and maybe spark the offense, Andy. If they don't like Florial, is it time to give Kyle Manzardo another look? I mean, he's not been hot in Columbus, but maybe what he needs is another look up here. I don't know.
Are you looking at Miles Straw again?
I'm not looking at Miles in
the
least.
No, it seems like he's nowhere near the radar. Like he is, they're destined to leave him in Columbus without any question.
I mean, Would it send a bad message if they brought Miles Straw up right now?
No, the message would be is that I want the best players that can possibly be on this team right now. And
that's bad message. Like, wait a minute, we've seen Miles for a number of years.
But
that's the best we can do?
Well, he's hitting okay. He's definitely a major league glove. We've never questioned that.
I would rather give Lane Thomas more at-bats.
Also, how do they get off the roller coaster? I think that's the, you know, it all kind of goes back to July. It goes back to July 20th when they dropped two to San Diego and one to Detroit. So now you got a three-game losing streak. Then you bounce back and you pick up the last two against Detroit, and you're like, oh, okay, maybe they're back. They win two. They lose one. They beat Philly 2 out of 3. So now you're okay. In fact, that last game against Philadelphia, that was the beginning of a 5-game winning streak. And by the beginning of August, by August 2nd, you're like, okay, everything's good. They figured this out. And then boom. They hit that nasty 7-game losing streak with Baltimore, Arizona, and Minnesota still able to salvage the back end of the Minnesota trip. They pick up 2 there, and then they go on a 5-game winning streak, and then they drop 3 to Milwaukee. It's just up and down and up and down, and you just don't know what's coming next. I'm hoping that we go back to the surprise, right? You're playing the Yankees. They're in first place in the East. They're in a total battle for the East to try to win the East. Take 2 out of 3 from New York, and then all of a sudden, everybody's mindset will change as they come back home for a 7-game homestand against Texas and Kansas City. No, more than that. I'm sorry. They have Pittsburgh on the back end of that. So it's a 10-game homestand. They're really going to have a chance to make some hay at home, especially with Kansas City in there for 4. But you're still playing some good teams.
There's nothing to panic about here, but Hoynsie, I thought Hoynsie had it nailed. And he said something that I said yesterday. You go to Milwaukee and you score 4 runs in 3 games. And all 4...
In a hitter's ballpark.
All 4 runs attributed to home runs. Andy, you had a 2-run and 2 solos. That was your offense in Milwaukee. And as Hoynsie said, they seemed to be counting on the home runs, and they're not exactly a home run hitting team, as Stephen Vogt said. And somehow they have to get back to the aggressive style of offense. And you know, I'm all for home runs. It's a lot easier to put 2 or 3 on the board if you get a single and a walk and then somebody hits a 3-run bomb as opposed to putting 3 on the board because somebody got a double, somebody got a single, then there's a walk, then somebody got a double.
The other part of it is
but you need a mix.
Well, and Stephen Kwan had just a rough weekend, right? He was 1-for-4 in the last game.
Stephen's had a rough second half, Andy. His entire second half of the season's been rough. And that's a shame. Man, he was just on fire early on. Hmm.
Terry is in Cleveland. Terry, hi, T.
How you doing, guys?
Hi, Terry.
I got a question for either one of y'all, for the whole organization. And what I'm saying that is, okay, take Josh Naylor out the equation. Take Hemi out the equation. Take Ramirez, and you take Kwan. In this whole organization, what do you got for us that's consistent hitting?
Not much, Terry.
So this is what it is, because you get nothing out of catching, you get nothing out of shortstop, and you get nothing out the outfield besides Kwan.
John Kenzie Noel's giving you some stuff now.
Well, yeah, but ever since he said he was a good hitter, he ain't hit nothing since. So, you know.
He hit three home runs after I said, let's get him more at-bats.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, that was fine. Then he decided to say, well, I'm a good hitter. It's either all or nothing with you. So what I'm saying is, Thomas didn't come over here, and this is just like the Cleveland curse. He has done absolutely nothing. How can you come here and make me wish Miles Straw was out there?
Because I don't know. You and Andy are the same guy on that.
I don't know. Terry, we're cut from the same cloth, my friend.
Been 118 or 120 since he's been here. Bo Naylor is he ain't much better than Hedges, but I mean, you know, you look at that. And Rocchio, you told me once, Jeff, guys don't usually hit their first year, whatever the case may be. I'm a little shaky. I agree with you 100% about Shielman and
Freeman.
Yeah. You know, but what do we got?
Let me give you the nasty numbers real quick, okay? You just mentioned a couple of guys. Bo Naylor, 183. These are since the All-Star break. Naylor, 183. Rocchio, 175. Lane Thomas, 113 with the Guardians. Schneeman, 163. And Freeman, 188. Oh, my goodness, Andy.
Hey, you didn't even mention Hedges.
200. He's the leader of the group.
Terry, thank you. Appreciate you, Terry, checking in. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. It's a struggle, man. I don't know. Why did I go back and look at the box score from Sunday? Because I didn't want to, and I knew better. And man, you know, you got two hits.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Both from the top of your lineup, I thought they were getting no hit on Sunday. It just felt that way. Felt like everything was going that way.
Yeah, it did.
Luckily, it didn't. But Andy, Stephen for whatever Kwan, that's worth.
Stephen's hitting .225 since the All-Star break. I mean, if you're looking for why your offense is struggling, that's a guy who was hitting over .350 in the first half of the season, getting on base, scoring runs. He's hitting .225. He's the guy who sets everything up for Josh Naylor, for Jose Ramirez. And he's hitting .225. He's your leadoff guy. And he should be your leadoff guy. But he's not been doing a very good job. I mean, since the All-Star break, this team hasn't hit. .222 as a team.
Bob is in Euclid. Hey, Bob, how are you?
Oh, good afternoon. Well, I'm getting concerned because I didn't know much about the Brewers, but I tell you, I'm impressed with them now. And they kind of seem to have the Guardians' number. Although, if you think about it, the two close games, the Guardians were in it all the way. They just couldn't score. The first game they lost, you can't give up a three-run homer in the first inning when you're not scoring any runs. So I'm getting nervous because I don't know what kind of starting pitching we're going to have. And the farther you go, if you get into the playoffs, the farther you go, the better the pitching is you face. And that seems to be, as you guys have been talking about, scoring runs is the problem.
Yeah, I'm not worried about the pitching yet in the playoffs because I got to get there. Bob, I wish I could say that.
No, you're right, Andy. You're right.
You know, and by the way, I do think things back off a little bit. The pressure to have at least three good starters can give you a little bit of confidence going into the playoffs. But to hit four, and because you wouldn't need five. So I'm nervous. I'm very nervous about this team. I'm nervous when I look at the schedule. I'm nervous about it. But then if I want to ease my mind, Bob, I go back and I look, well, they're 20 games over 500, and they've been this way for a while.
True. So, thanks, guys.
Thank you, Bob in Euclid. I don't know. I don't want to fear the rest of the season. I want to be able to sit back. You know what? Please, go take two out of three from the Yankees and ease our mind.
Well,
take two out of three from the Yankees and ease my mind.
Would this help you? Matthew Boyd goes out tonight, throws 5-6 innings, and gives your team a chance to win.
Who's starting tomorrow?
At this time, I don't think it's been announced.
It hasn't.
And I was just going to ask you, would you bring up Cantillo? Would you bring up Tristan McKenzie?
I would go with Cantillo. Who would you go with, Dan?
Cantillo.
Okay. All right. Sometimes I need that justification.
I wonder.
I mean, because I just don't.
I'm not the one that you want to justify things off of. Trust me.
I know, but I just
I'm
need
an
somebody,
irrational human being.
I kind of want somebody to agree with me on that because I don't have a good feeling. I don't have a good feeling at all. And when does Cookie get off the DL?
He's got a ways to go.
I can't remember last time. The last time he was a decision. So I mean, there's that's going to be an option somewhere down the road.
Cantillo's last start in AAA, Andy,
mm-hmm.
and he. He's ready to pitch because it was on August 15th. So tomorrow, you know, that's 6 days. He's more than good to go if they want to throw him. He went 4 1/3, gave up 2 runs on 4 hits, struck out 6 against Iowa. But he would be in line to start because his last start was August 15th.
I
would think they designate Anthony Gose again after tonight. Well, wouldn't you, Dan?
You're gonna have to.
Yeah, and you probably bring up Cantillo. Yeah, you probably bring up Cantillo. But
unless somebody else goes on the DL,
you wouldn't have to clear a 40-man spot though.
You wouldn't DFA him this time. I just feel bad for that.
You probably just send him back to AAA.
I think losing Cobb's gigantic, even if it's for 2 weeks. Because look at what they have over the next 2 weeks: New York, Texas, and big games against Kansas City, who's now just 2.5 back. Not to mention Pittsburgh being here.
You need a good start from Boyd tonight.
And that's the way to start. All right, let's come back. Let's kind of – I don't know. I don't want to be all paranoid about the Guardians, but it's hard not to. I'm sorry. 216-474-0092. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.